should die tonight. We should all die together. Raise a glass of wine for the last time. Call it now, Father. Oh, prepare as we will. Watch the flames burn on and on the mountainside. Desolation comes upon the sky. Now I see fire.
Penguin Radio. This is Little Fish on Life's a Beach. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Today I have a special guest with me, Jack Davis.
Hello.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, I'm really glad that, you know, we have a guest today. And today we're going to be talking about what it's like to be a teenager in modern society. So whether it's helped us or hurt us in the process, we will soon find out. So again, thank you for tuning in. This is radio.dominican.edu, and I'm Little Fish. And this is Jack Davis over there. Okay, so first, we're going to start off the show talking about something that I hope a lot of my listeners can relate to. But being a girl in modern society, obviously Jack can't relate to that very much, but he not does really have an insight on, you know, what it's like to be around girls, I would hope. We'll yeah. see how his how well his social life is.
Thanks.
But no, if, in all seriousness, society really does put a lot of pressure on females and the way that we perceive ourselves. So, and then from that, we change who we are in a negative manner, such as in through eating disorders or even to the greatest extent in plastic surgery. I know I've had a few friends throughout my lifetime that have been participants of eating disorders, and it was just really hard to see them transform into someone who I knew they weren't, because it really does affect your body in the most negative way possible. And in the worst part about it is that no matter what you do, you never feel good enough. You never feel like what you look like is what society wants you to be. And that's the most unfortunate part, because in all reality, we are all different shapes and sizes, and that's what creates the diversity in our world. And so I think it's a pretty nasty thing that society has pushed us to do. I've had my own experience in that way. It was a few years ago, though, but I just didn't feel well about myself. I didn't really care what weight I was, but I just never thought I was small enough. I had a lot of skinny little friends, and I wanted to be just like them. And so I stopped eating, and then I stopped eating good food, and I stopped doing things, and I tried to do it the most sneaky way possible, because if my mom found out, she would not be happy. And it came to a point, though, that I was just so unhappy about not having the things that I truly wanted to be, you know, happy. And I felt that happiness really trumped being skinny. So I stopped doing that to myself. And ever since then, I've had a pretty negative, pretty positive body image about myself. There's days, you know, you're like, oh God, this is not working out. But, you know, for the most part, I've overcome that. And I feel like it's all about self-confidence, and young ladies out there really do need to realize that it doesn't matter if you're size 2 or size 12, you look the way you are for a reason, as long as you're healthy and you take care of yourself. And that's the most important part. So, Jack.
Yes.
Obviously, you do not have, you know, that perception because you're a man, but do you ever feel like because you were a boy, that you were ever put up into any expectation to look a certain way or be a certain type of person?
Well, I mean, I think society now does that to everybody. Definitely. I mean, it's not like for guys, it's not how it is for girls. You know, we're not out there trying to like sneak around, you know, not eating or trying to make our body a certain way, but it definitely, you know, loops into like how you want to act as a guy, or who you want to talk with, or who you want to hang out with, or what you want to do. So it definitely, society definitely alters courses for some people, guys and girls. And it, I mean, they differ, but then, I mean, they can also be similar in the same ways. So.
Exactly. I agree. I feel like sometimes I've had guy friends who have been teased about the way that they look because they don't, you know, have the flat stomach or the six pack or whatever. Like, yeah. I just know that they've been teased about it just by their other guy friends, just because, you know, they weren't tease each other. But deep down, it kind of, you know, I can tell it hurts a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, even if you know, you don't have that, it's something that some people just don't have. Like, I'll be honest, I work out 3 hours plus every day and I don't have a six pack. I run miles after miles every day and I don't have a six pack. So it's like,
see, you work a little bit harder, Jack.
Yeah.
Right? I'm kidding. I don't work out at all, so I can't talk. But I feel like this also comes down to the root of the problem, is that people try to be something they're not to impress people they don't like. And I feel like girls especially like to spend money on things that aren't important to impress people that they don't like. And I can tell you multiple times how many times I've encountered someone who just wants the most expensive brand, who wants the best thing ever, just because someone else has it, or they want to one up someone else. And that just it kills me, because obviously I have never been in that situation where I could financially do that, just because, you know, throw money away to impress someone. But to be in a situation where you have to rely on someone else's unhappiness to promote your happiness. That's just a situation that society has put us through that makes us realize that, you know, we deserve so much better than that way of thinking. So let's make sure that we don't seek attention to or attention seek attention or acceptance by just overexposure of ourselves. There's people who would do things just so they can get attention through social media, through, you know, things that they do in real life. And it all comes down to their own self-acceptance and how they perceive themselves. So I feel like it's a learning process, don't you think?
Yeah, it definitely is a learning process. And people out there think that they need to be a certain way. And you need to learn that you need to be who you are, be what you truly believe in, and don't exactly be like the one that, you know, the person that you despise and then try to be like them or want to be like them. You are who you are, born the way you are, you're just the way you are. So I think people should just accept that, and it's what makes our world, our country diverse, so different, you know, special. Everybody's special in their own way.
Exactly. If anything, I find people more attractive when they are themselves or when they Definitely. Feel comfortable yeah. in their own skin, because then you know that you can be yourself around them. I've been blessed to have multiple friends I can definitely be my quirky, weird self with, and then I don't have to hold back knowing that they're going to judge me in the process, because I know that it's reciprocated on my end as well. So it's a great thing to be able to be doing that. But to find those people that are blessed, it's a great thing. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back on Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu, and we're going to take a short break. Would you lie with me and just forget the world? Don't quite know how to say how I feel. Those three words are said too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Forget what we're told before we get to. Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace to remind me to find my own. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Into life.
just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? Kept a light on through the trouble, treaded water in a sea of tears. Now I'm shooting arrows across your night sky, trying to land in your atmosphere.
All right, welcome back to Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu. We are going to have a small interruption of our show today to interview some students from Stuart Horn's public speaking class. And so, welcome. And so, what's your name?
Drew.
And?
Kalinda.
Beautiful. Thank you for being on with us today. So, Drew, tell me a little bit about yourself, just like where you're from and what you're studying.
Well, I'm from a little town called Sonora. Mountain town over by the Central Valley, kind of on the way over to Yosemite, and I'm here studying psychology.
Oh, nice. What about you?
Well, I grew up in a small town called Three Rivers, and I just recently moved to Fresno, and I'm here studying nursing.
Oh, great. I'm from a small town, too. It's in Southern California called Chino. It's pretty tiny as well. And Jack, where are you from?
Well, I'm from Southern California, from Long Beach. Not all that small, but definitely different.
All right, great. So what are some skills that you have learned while in speech class?
Well, I've learned to really enunciate and decide on what I want to say before I say it. Going into it, I would just start winging things, but this class taught me to not do that.
That's a really important skill. I've definitely learned the art of improvisation, but also how to prepare myself in a way that's, you know, really important. And what about you?
Yeah, I kind of think the same thing. Like, you learn how to prepare to improvise. So you get really good at just winging things, but also, like, preparing. And you also learn to eliminate vocal pauses.
Yeah, exactly. I catch myself doing it all the time. But we're just going to continue on. So thank you for being on the show, even though it's really, really short little span of time. But I enjoyed having you guys here. So we're going to transfer over. So thank you. And welcome back to Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm Little Fish with Jack Davis as my co-host today. And we're having students on from Stuart Horn's public speaking class. So what are your names?
I'm Jamie.
I'm Rhonda Allen.
All right. Welcome. So where are you guys from?
I moved out here from Sacramento, but I grew up in Kelseyville, which is a small town north of here.
Okay.
From a city in the East Bay, Antioch, California.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay, so is there anything that could be different about speech class that would make it ever even better for you, you think? Is there anything you'd want to improve on or you find, like, you would be an interesting thing to do?
I guess not particularly. I actually think it was, we've done some pretty good things. We've mostly just done speeches, so I think that was important.
Did you have a favorite speech?
I like what we're doing right now, the persuasive speeches, because it kind of gives you an opportunity to not just write a good or present a really good speech, but it's kind of fun and it really makes you think about what you're going to say before you say it a lot more than the other speeches did. So I found that really helpful.
Exactly. What about you?
I feel like we could have like different types of venues instead of just Angelico, because for our final speech we are having our speech final at Angelico Concert Hall, and I feel if we have experience prior to that at locations other than the classroom, it would benefit us.
Exactly. I remember my final speech and I was shaking, and then because you're in Angelico Hall, it's just such a big place, but it was a really humbling experience, so I can't wait for you guys to do that. So thank you for being on with us today, and I hope you come back.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a short little break again.
A drop in the ocean, a change in the weather. I was praying that you and me might end up together. It's like a wishing for rain as I stand in the desert, but I'm holding you closer than most, 'cause you are my heaven. Don't want to waste the weekend. If you don't love me, pretend. A few more hours, then it's time to go. And as my train rolls down the East Coast, I wonder how you keep warm. It's too late to cry, too broken to move on. And still I can't let you be. Most nights I hardly sleep. Don't take what you don't need from me. It's just on your robbing.
All right. Welcome back to Penguin Radio. Today I'm here with students from Student Horn's speech class. Welcome, welcome. And what are your names?
My name is Emily.
And my name is Zoe.
Oh my gosh. Well, I really love the name Emily. Yeah, I'm just biased. Anyways, and Jack Davis is here with me today as well. So tell me a little bit where you're from and why you decided to come to Dominican.
I'm from San Jose, California, and I came to Dominican for the occupational therapy program.
Oh, perfect.
And I'm from a small town called Calpine. It's up by Lake Tahoe, and I came to Dominican because it was small, like my high school.
Oh, that's awesome. I love small schools as well. Okay, so what are some skills that you've learned while in speech class?
Some skills I've learned are more persuasive body language. So when we were doing our persuasive speeches, like pounding on the lectern and things mm-hmm. like that, I'm not used to doing. And to recognize your vocalized pauses, like when you say like or and not doing that.
Perfect. What about you?
I definitely learned not to touch my face when I'm up speaking. I tend to do that a lot, and I've noticed more that I say like and quite a bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We had to count how many times we said a vocalized pause. I think it was in one of our first speeches, and it was incredible how many times you say without even knowing. So I've tried to teach myself to think about the words I say before I say them, but you know, things happen. But those are just a small little interview that we had with you today. So thanks for being on today, and I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. So we're going to take a short break again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, a drop in the ocean, a change in the weather. I was praying that you and me might end up together. It's like wishing for rain as I stand in the desert,
but I'm holding you closer than most, 'cause you are my heaven. You are my heaven.
And welcome back to Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm Little Fish, and on with me today I have Jack Davis, and as well I have two students from Student Horn's public speaking class. So welcome. And so what are your names?
My name is Frida.
My name's Andy.
All right, welcome, welcome. So where are you guys from and what are you studying?
I'm from a small town in the East Bay here across the bridge called San Pablo, which is right next to Richmond.
Okay.
And I'm from Richmond, so we're next door neighbors.
Oh, how
we actually
nice.
Went to high school together.
No way. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. That's
so funny.
And we're
the same major.
Yeah.
what's your major again?
Biology
oh.
majors.
Oh, yeah. Biology. What would you like to do with that one day?
Well, for me, I'm working in a research lab with malaria right now, so the goal is to become an MD PhD student.
Nice.
And for me, I would hopefully like to go on to medical school and become an OBGYN.
Wow. Well, I have high hopes for you both. I know you're both going to succeed in whatever you do. So that's really exciting. So tell me a little bit more about speech class. Is there anything that you would like to do differently or something that you wish you could do but don't have the time for?
Well, definitely everything seems a little rushed in terms of because we have a lot of students mm-hmm. and the speeches are really, after you're done with one, next week you're starting a different speech. So I wish we could have a little bit more time between speeches, but obviously that's not possible. But what can we do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, same. And I wish we would be able to practice in other venues, you know, maybe the first speech in class and then like have the other speeches after that in different venues in order to prepare us for our final speech in Angelico.
That's really interesting. I wish that we could have done one outside. I think that would have been really
yeah.
cool because the sound, you know, sound waves travel differently when you're outside. I think that would have been really cool and to be able to give a speech there. But, you know, that's just something to look forward to in the future. But, anyways, thank you very much for being on with me today, and I hope you both have a great day, and thanks for visiting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm kind of over getting told to throw my hands up in the air. So there. I'm kind of older than I was when I rebelled without a care. So there. Take it to a moment.
trees are filled with memories of the feelings never told. When the evening pulls the sun down and the day is almost through, oh, the whole world is sleeping, but my world is you. Can I be close to
Welcome back to Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu, and I'm Little Fish, and you're listening to Life's a Beach. And right now we got some Dominican news for you. So Dominican Student Health Center is getting ready for the last campus blood drive of the semester. It's going to be on April 22nd from 10:30 to 3:30. It's going to be at Dominican University's Calrega Hall, Creekside Room. And in celebration of Cesar Chavez, the Student Health Center has teamed up with the National Cesar E. Chavez Blood Drive Challenge. If you are healthy and weigh over 110 pounds, your blood can help save a life. So go to www.bloodheroes.com and search for Dominican University of California to schedule your appointment. Walk-ins are also welcome. Be sure to eat a good meal and drink a lot of fluids prior to going. All students who donate will receive a custom Cesar Chavez Blood Drive Challenge t-shirt and be entered to win a $25 Trader Joe's gift card. So let them know if you have any questions at all. But this is on April 22nd from 10:30 to 3:30 in Calrega Hall Creekside Room. It's a great opportunity to not only get involved, but help save a life. And you get a free t-shirt and a possible, grocery card. So it's going to be a great thing to do on April 22nd. Some other Dominican news as well. There will be a ASGU Giants game on April 29th at AT&T Park. It's at 7:05. Tickets will be $15 and cash or credit card are welcome. And buses leave Dominican at 5 o'clock from Conlin. Some other Dominican news, the boat dance will be on April 26th. And so tickets are on sale now. It will be at Pier 3 Hornblower Landing from 8 to 11 p.m. For bus rides, meet at Conlin Gym at 4:30, where they will be putting wristbands on. And for those not riding the bus, meet at the pier by 7:30, or you will not be able to be on the boat. So tickets are $35 with your Dominican card and $45 for guest tickets as well. So they take cash or credit card. And lastly, bowling tournament and free bowling on May 1st is 9 p.m. to midnight at the Country Club Bowl. in San Rafael, and so there will be also 20 plus lanes available for students to bowl and have fun. It's a really great experience. You get to go out with all your friends, and so many Dominican students come and celebrate together in the free bowling. So it's really a fun experience as well. And there will be STI testing at the Student Health Center on Monday, April 21st from 12 to 2 by appointment only. So be sure to contact the Student Health Center if you have would like to get STI testing. So that's some Dominican news. Today we are having Student Horns public speaking students on the show. We are taking a short break from having them on the show as of right now. So we will take a slight detour back to what I was talking about previously on my show, which talked about being a teenager in modern society. And we could actually relate this back to the students when they arrive. But being a student in modern society has been a challenge in so many different ways. Whether you are female or male, it has led you to believe that there's so many things that people do and say, and you have to live up to these expectations. And sometimes the standards of society are hard to meet, and sometimes extremely difficult, or other times they just not even possible. So earlier we talked about being a female in society, but now we're going to go and move on to what it's like to be a male in society. Today I have Jack Davis on my show to help me through the experience of what it is like to be a male. So hello there, Jack.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for being on. Welcome. So I do not have any brothers, and I obviously am not male, but I hope not. I have encountered many friends who feel like they are put in a challenge of having to be a certain way. They have to like sports. They have to be able to play a sport and specialize in it. They have to excel as an athlete, and they must be a winner. They have to not show weakness. They have to like cars. They have to know everything about cars, and they can't be scared. And so it's the thing that I feel like most males can live up to, that they can't live up to, because it is such a challenge to be able to do all those things and not let, you know, your father, family, or society down. Do you feel that way at all?
Yeah, definitely. It's an ongoing kind of spectrum that just keeps taking a toll on so many teenagers now in society, that they feel they have to be one kind of individual or be like someone else in order to fit in with society. So it kind of sucks.
Exactly. I feel like it's a challenge to be able to live up to those expectations, but also to be the person that you want to be in a world where being an individual is frowned upon. So it's a challenge. But we're going to take a short break, and we're going to have some public speaking students on the show in just a short time. So we will take a short break.
Worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, their tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow.
dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. And to feel the way that every child should. Sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. No one knew me, no one knew.
All right, welcome back to Penguin Radio. I'm Little Fish on Life's a Beach. We have some students from Sue Horn's public speaking class on with me today. So welcome, and what are your names?
Laura Cates.
Katie Consul.
Jessica Moran.
All right, welcome, welcome. Okay, so where are you from and what are you studying?
I'm from 4 hours south of here, San Luis Obispo, and I'm studying to become a nurse.
Nice.
I'm from 2 hours north of here in Placerville, and I'm studying in biology.
Okay.
I'm from Santa Rosa, about 45 minutes from here, and I am studying molecular biology.
Oh my gosh, you guys are hard workers. So, well, welcome to Dominican. I'm really glad that you guys are here. So what are some things that you've learned from being in speech class?
I've learned how to definitely pay attention to what I say. It's not all about just how I present it. It's about how I structure my speech and also eye contact.
Perfect.
I also have learned to deal with how I structure my speech and make it very powerful and have evidence as well as eye contact and speaking at a good rate.
Okay.
I've learned that you don't have to memorize your speech. You can just read from your paper, but just make sure you rehearse, rehearse, rehearse.
Exactly. That's the most important part. And in the end, it only benefits you. So that's the quick little thing we had on the show today. So thank you for being here with me today, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your windowpane, just a step beyond the
Welcome back to Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm Little Fish on Life's a Beach, and today I have some public speaking students on with me today. So hello and welcome. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Stephanie, and I'm a nursing major.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'm a biology major.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Alex, and I'm also a biology major.
Okay, welcome, welcome. Okay, so what are some things that you wish were different in speech class? Or that you wish that you could do, but you just don't have enough time to do?
I actually wouldn't change anything about speech class. I think it's really effective how Stu teaches, and it helped me be a better public speaker.
Okay.
I think it would be better to have more in-class time to prepare and rehearse your speech, and almost go through the process of, like, writing your first speech and how to properly rehearse, because I don't like public speaking, so therefore it's hard for me to practice something I don't like.
I totally agree. I'm exactly the same way.
I'm with Stephanie. I believe that Stu does a very good job of structuring his class, and I mean, I've learned a lot, and I feel I've benefited from the way he varies, like, our questions and how he handles grading and everything, I feel I wouldn't change a thing.
Perfect. I have a curious question. Do you have a favorite speech that you have already performed, or do you have one that you in mind that you are excited to give? Do you have a favorite one?
I'm kind of excited to give my last speech because I felt pretty good about the last one, and this one I'm going to probably say it stronger, and yeah.
Okay, perfect.
I really liked our first speech where we almost got to give a monologue because it was almost like sharing a part of us with the class and with Stu, so we got to learn more about people and what they almost were passionate about.
That's so great.
Yeah, I believe the first activity we did where it was kind of, he just sprung it upon us in class and we had a couple minutes to create just anything about us, which was great because we didn't know each other then and we learned a lot from who everyone is.
That's that's great. So thank you for being on the show with me today and sharing all your great things about public speaking. I'm really excited and hopefully I can drop in and hear some of your final speeches in Angelico Hall. So this is Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. I'm taking a quick break to bring in some more students. So thank you for being on with me today.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm Little Fish on Life's a Beach, and today I have some public speaking students on with me from Stuart Horn's class. So welcome. And what are your names?
I'm Nicole, and I'm a biology major.
My name is Brandy. I'm also a biology major.
Oh my gosh, so many biology majors today. I'm so excited. What do you guys want to do with that? I'm actually kind of curious what you'd like to do in the future.
I'm possibly trying to go into global public health and kind of do research and, like, field work. Travel the world.
That's exciting.
I plan on applying to pharmacy school.
Oh, gosh.
And going to school for another 4 years.
Well, I'm sure you guys will both be very successful about that. So what are some things that you have learned from public speaking?
I learned that eye contact, vocal variation, and being confident in yourself is really important in speech class.
I learned that you don't necessarily need to memorize your speech, but it's more important to make sure you emphasize your argument and to have a lot of vocal variation throughout the whole speech.
That's great. Thank you. Do you have a favorite speech that you have given or that you're planning on giving for your final? So I know that you guys give a good amount.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of liked our first speech, our oral interpretation speech, just because we kind of all got a feel of what we were all into and, like, passionate about. And we got to share it through, like, quotes or, like, songs or anything like that. So,
I guess I could say I do like the first persuasive speech because Stu had told us to argue the harder side first. So it was interesting to see how people were able to respond to people's questions about how they felt about a topic. And then we're allowed to argue like what we really feel about the topic in the final speech.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I agree. I think the first one's interesting to get to know your classmates, because I know I was so nervous to try and do that because I didn't know what part of myself I wanted to show them.
Yeah.
Exactly, or finding a quote that really like emphasized everything about me, but I remember being the same boat. But I'm glad that both of you have enjoyed that, and you're coming to the end of the semester, and we're almost there. So thank you very much for being on my show today, and I really am looking forward to seeing what you guys do in the future, do your biology. Oh my gosh, I just give you so much props for that. Okay, so thank you for being on the show. We're gonna take a quick break, and this is radio.dominican.edu.
Over the rainbow, then why? And oh, can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't
welcome back to Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm Little Fish, and this is Life's a Beach. We have some public speaking students on the show today from Stuart Horn's public speaking class. So welcome. Hi. What are your names?
Hello. My name is Daniel Feliciano, and I'm a psychology major.
And I'm Michelle D'Amato, and I'm an occupational therapy major.
Oh, nice. Nice. What would you guys like to do with, you know, your majors after you're finished with college?
Well, I'm actually a psych major, and I want to be a business minor as well. I came to the conclusion this semester that I actually want to open my own business, but I also love psychology, so hoping to blend that hand in hand and open my own business as soon as I graduate.
That's really great, and I feel like psychology really will help you work with people in the business world, because as we all know, the, you know, business is a kind of a hard interaction sometimes. But if you know, if you understand people, it will definitely help you. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you do with your future.
Thank you.
And what would you like to do with yours?
I want to work with newborn babies in the NICU, and maybe work with the elderly.
That's great. I used to volunteer in a hospital, and I worked in the NICU with all the babies, and it was a really great experience. And sometimes it was really hard to see them sick, but other times it was really nice to be able to play with them and make them happy. So I'm really excited to see what you do with your future as well.
Thanks.
So both of you are part of the public speaking class. And so what are some things that you have learned about taking that class?
The main thing I learned from speech class is confidence in what you're saying. And it helps to believe in what you are saying. And it's funny because for our last two speeches, we're doing persuasive speeches, but we have to argue both sides. Mm-hmm. So if you are feeling one way about a certain topic, you still have to argue the opposite side. So that really challenges us to really be able to bring out the best of what we want to say and how we want to say it.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I completely agree. Confidence has definitely been something I've struggled with, and I feel like this class has helped me with that. And I've also learned the importance of preparing for your speech and allowing yourself enough time to rehearse. And I've carried that with me with other classes and other assignments.
That's really great. I totally feel the same way. I feel like you learn so much from being able to speak in front of a crowd, and it really helps you gain confidence and see exactly who you are. So you have had a quite, you know, large amount of speeches that you've done thus far, and then you have your final coming up. Is there one that you have really enjoyed giving, or is there one that you're looking forward to giving for the final?
My favorite speech I made was the first one, and it was a type of monologue of our choosing that shows who we are as a person. And I love hip-hop music, so I decided to recite a hip-hop song. And because I knew it by heart, I was able to concentrate on how I projected to the class, how much passion I have for hip-hop. So that was the speech I really loved giving.
That's awesome.
That was my favorite, too. I did an oral interpretation of Tuesdays with Maury, which is a really, really powerful book, and it's my favorite book. And it's basically about a elderly man that goes through the disease amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and my grandma had it, so it was powerful for me to be able to kind of give it for my grandma.
That's really great. I really wish I could have heard those too. They sound like really interesting speeches. But I'm really excited to see what you guys will do for your final. As I know, it's an Angelico, and that can be kind of intimidating, especially because, you know, you look out and all those chairs and all your colleagues are there as well. But I'm sure you'll both be great, and I hope that you both are successful in both of your business and working with, you know, the babies or the elderly. I just know you're both going to be successful. So thank you for being on my show today. I really appreciate you stopping by. And we're going to take one last break before I finish up the show. So thank you for being on with me today. And this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Love me when I got nothing but my aching soul. I know you will. I know you will. I know that you will. Will you still love me when I'm no longer beautiful? I've seen the world lit it up as my stage now. right, welcome back. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Little Fish, and this is Life's a Beach. Today, we had a little change up, and I really appreciate all my listeners out there staying along with me. We were going to talk about how it's like to be a teenager in modern society, but we quickly were able to change over to interviews with students in Student Horn's public speaking class. And I'm really happy that they were able to stop by and be a part of my show today. So time is up, and I am going to be finishing off right now. We will have a show next week, uninterrupted. And so I am excited to see what we do next show. But anyways, thank you all for listening and for tuning in. This is Life's a Beach, and I'm a Little Fish. Thank you for listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, and I hope you have a great day. Surprised when you pass.